It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Education will once again be a major focus in the legislative session in New Mexico. New Mexico News Connections' Roz Brown reports.
New Mexico is losing experienced educators every day, according to the president of the state's teachers union, who says steps to increase school funding must be a priority in the 2020 legislature. Mary Parr Sanchez, newly elected to head the National Education Association New Mexico, was a Las Cruces middle school teacher for 25 years. She says New Mexico took baby steps in 2019 to address long-term funding for education, and lawmakers need to do more if the state hopes to retain experienced classroom personnel.
Because it is wearing out our experienced educators, especially in the area of bilingual education.
Parr Sanchez says many bilingual teachers leave to find employment in other states that pay more. New Mexico's public school system consistently ranks at the bottom among the states and was found by the courts to be constitutionally negligent in providing adequate funding in a ruling on the Yazzie Martinez lawsuit. After the lawsuit, the New Mexico legislature in 2019 appropriated nearly $500 million new dollars for the state's public education department, money largely available due to the state's booming oil and gas industry. Parr Sanchez agrees the oil and gas windfall is a boost, but notes it may not last.
I feel an urgency that we get different funding streams because oil and gas is a boom and bust economy, and we can't run our schools in that kind of funding situation.
A new funding measure, House Bill 83, has already been filed for the upcoming legislative session, which begins January 17th. The governor has said she plans to prioritize the bill, which would appropriate $320 million from the state's general fund to start a new early childhood education and care fund. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
A few New Mexico state lawmakers have proposed displaying the motto "In God We Trust" in public buildings. Commentator Algernon DeMassa shares his thoughts on the issue.
New Mexico's legislative session begins next week, and on these even-numbered years, we have short 30-day sessions that are mainly to be taken up by budgetary and financial matters. Although lawmakers can ask that the governor put other items on the agenda. Well, four lawmakers proposed a bill that would require displays of our national motto, "In God We Trust," in every school and college classroom, in every public library, on public buildings, and on our license plates. The governor didn't add it to the agenda, but there are similar bills under consideration in Indiana and Missouri, and Louisiana schools have been posting "In God We Trust" since last year. In previous years, other states have debated similar proposals, as well as the Pledge of Allegiance. Arguing over the appropriate ways of signaling nationalism and religious faith seems to be a favorite American pastime. The proposed benefit of this bill in New Mexico would have been unity and national pride, bringing everyone together around ideals that everyone can believe in. Now, there's a coffee shop that I like to visit often. And at this coffee shop, there are crosses on the wall and Christian messages and Christian-oriented pop music that plays all the time. Now, patrons and staff who are avowed Christians probably experience this atmosphere very differently than someone like, say, me, who is not religious or does not worship in the Judeo-Christian idiom. If I ran a coffee shop and I had the Heart Sutra displayed on the walls and recordings of Buddhist chants playing over the speakers, it would probably strike a lot of customers as foreign. But Judeo-Christian symbology is socially normed, and it's dominant in ways that are likely invisible to the faithful. American courts continually reject First Amendment lawsuits over references to God in the Pledge of Allegiance and "In God We Trust." Legal precedent posits the notion of a ceremonial deism that essentially argues that references to God are not theological, they're ritual patriotic expressions. Note the linkage that is assumed between patriotism and professing monotheistic belief. Now, if we need to have a motto displayed everywhere, and I'm not convinced that we do, and if we want to go back to the ideas of our founding generation, we might want to consider the original motto of the nation, which was "E Pluribus Unum," the Latin expression for "from the many, one." Now, this is linked by tradition both to the Psalms and to the writings of Cicero. Cicero. Well, we say Cicero, but his name in Latin was Cicero. Don't know why people don't want to say Cicero. Anyway, Cicero was a major inspiration for our classically educated founders. He once wrote, "When each person loves the other as much as himself, it makes one out of many." And that sentiment sweetly parallels the pledge to the New Mexico state flag. I salute the flag of the state of New Mexico and the Zia symbol of perfect friendship among united cultures. If we really need to display a motto everywhere, this one might serve better, embracing the history of the Union as well as New Mexico's rich diversity. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.
Algernon Damassa's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. Damassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG or NMSU.